Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Debbie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Debbie. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a busy day so far, but a good problem to have nonetheless.
Right.
Yeah, I'd rather be too busy than not busy enough, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Let me see here. Tara asked me to jump on the line to go over the pricing, but she wants me to apply this new in business credit for you first. Did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, I think she's explained that pretty good. I just am trying to get things started and get I just don't have a lot of overhead. I just don't have a lot of money to put in, or more money to put in. So.
Oh, more. What are you doing right now to get the business name out there and get leads?
Well, we are on Angie leads and I mean, they're supposed to send leads and I, you know, of course I have to pay per lead. So that's a little bit of a pricey thing right there. So.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I could tell you if we start working with you today, you won't need those guys. You can save yourself all that money. Because they're on Google. Like, they actually pay Google almost $8 million a month, actually, to do something very similar to this, but they do it all over the country. And when they get a lead in your area, they'll sell you the lead, but the problem is they sell their leads to, like, three or four people, and they charge you the fee even if you don't get it, you know, and you get the lead fee. So, you know, with this, we're listing you independently on the first page of Google for your services, so people can call you directly as a live call, and you don't get charged per lead or per click or per call. It's just one flat monthly rate to be up there. But the hard part about these listings is the availability. There's only three people that show on that first page for your area. Are you near a computer before, or have you ever seen that, what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, yeah, so there's only three guys there. We just have that one spot open, but usually when a spot opens up, we start going into all the people that do painting and drywall, and we just need one of them to fill it, you know. Once we fill it, we close out that category, we'll be at our max capacity. So, but obviously you could see the value in something like this, right, where people can call you directly and you don't got to get charged per lead.
I do.
Yeah. And it should be a lot better for you as a long-term solution. I don't think anybody wants to pay for things if they're not turning into business. You don't have a website, Debbie?
Well, Site123 built one for us, but I don't know how good it's getting out there. I've not gotten any kind of
Site123. What's Site123?
I don't know. They said that they were website building people. So.
Gotcha.
That's another expense that I put in. I'm just about to get a little bit upset. If I had not had that lead this morning from Angie, I was about to call them and tell them to forget it. Because the way I understood, when the salesperson called me, I would pay this money and then they would send me leads, and I would have to, you know, pick at least 10 of them, or I don't know. Anyway, I haven't gotten that one, and I haven't actually talked to this person yet, because when I called, I had to leave a message because no one answered the phone.
Oh, God. Okay. How long have you been doing this Site123 and the Home Advisor?
Home Advisor is through Angie, apparently. And then Site123 was, I guess we started it about a month ago.
I can't find a website on you guys anywhere.
Well, I mean, I can see it when I go in. It's the Prodigal Son Services, but I that's probably just my side of it. I don't know.
Let me see. Yeah, because all this stuff coming up for Prodigal Son is coming out of Los Angeles, California.
Yeah. I pulled it up and it's here. It says Prodigal Son Services, probably top notch service since 1998.
Is it .org or .com?
.com.
.com. Let me see if I add.
Hold on, please. Someone's trying to.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, it's still me.
Hey.
Oh.
I'm on my personal phone. Sorry, oh, this is a business line. I'm good. No, how are you? No, it's okay. Just has it going to take a minute? If it is, I might need to call you back. All right. As soon as I call, get off this phone, I'll call and see it. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm back.
No, it's okay. Actually, I found your website while you guys were doing that call, so that's good. This website's usable. I would definitely recommend we use it if you've already spent money on it. So this will be compatible. It's not a bad site at all, actually. They did a pretty decent job. So what's gonna end up happening though, Debbie, is that you're probably gonna wind up canceling Home Advisor by Angie, because that lead, like if that person never answers the phone, they charge you a lead fee for that. And
I know.
Yeah, so they probably debited you, I don't know how much money this morning for that lead of painting a drywall. It could have been 30, 40 bucks probably. But
It says 60 something. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy. You can run up a real big bill. Like if you get 10 leads or like two a day, Monday through Friday, you know, you end up spending $500 like quickly, you know. It's nuts. We could get you two leads a day, you know, without charging you nearly that. You know, actually,
right.
With the discount.
If I cancel them, though, I'll lose the money I've already put in, right? So, I mean.
Likely, but at least you could stay on their directory for the year. I would try to get all the leads that you can from it. I've worked with way too many people who have used that service in the past, and they always tell me, like, they have all these loopholes and craziness where they, you know, if you cancel and this happened, blah, 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 blah. But it's more of a reason to get away from them rather than to go further down the rabbit hole. What I was thinking I could do, though, Debbie, just to shoot you straight. So we have a package called a Platinum Package that's not only the first page placement on Google, but, you know, your first page on Bing, has Facebook ads, it has Yelp, has Yellow Pages, has Amazon Alexa voice search results. I mean, it's an A to Z marketing campaign where I know you wouldn't need anything else as far as online advertising is concerned. I was even prepared to include the website too, but since you already have one and spent some money with these guys' site 123, I think we should just use the one that you have. But what I was thinking I could do is we normally charge $4.99 for that package. I'd be willing to cut that pricing structure in half after talking to you. You know, I could get it down to $2.49 month to month, and then I could lock you in at that discounted pricing structure so you keep that deal on the placement. You don't have to worry about it ever going up or changing on you. But I feel like after a month of this, you know, if you just compare them side by side with Home Advisor by Angie's, like what you're spending and the leads you're getting versus us, I'm sure it's not rocket science. You know, I'm pretty confident you'll end up leaving that paper lead, and then now you have a long-term solution where, you know, you're only getting charged one time per month. There's no, like, surprise lead fees, click fees, or call fees popping up on you. And then just the credibility factors of having your business Google verified, findable independently on Google, having your own reviews, you know, that's going to help the business long-term, even if you end up leaving being on that first page with us later. So, if I could approve a package like that at $2.49 month to month, is that something you'd consider giving a shot? That way I could show you how well it works.
See, the thing is, I'm a little nervous as to try to do anything like this because, as I said, I'm low on funds and I've got to pay for this lead if I, you know, whether I get it or not, apparently, if I tap it or whatever. But
right.
I, I don't, I'm just a little nervous because what if I go with you and I still don't get any leads? The guys, you know, they're just not getting any work and they need work. So,
well, I mean, if you really think about it, Google advertising.
I'm confident.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm confident that once they've done some work and it's they have reviews, but like I said, it's from working without. I don't know how to put this without sounding like we lied. We didn't lie. They told us to get some reviews from people that they had done work with. And so they did that, but it's not people that did work through actually Prodigal Son Services. So it was the crew that did it, but anyway. And there aren't any reviews on this one site 123 thing because when they went in there and put the reviews on there, they filled in this whole bunch of lies, and I got upset, and I went back and I said, look, this is not the truth. This is not us. This can't be up here. And so they took those down, but anyway, I don't know.
Whoa. It's a circus. It sounds to me like it's kind of a circus. And one thing I want to key is your concern was like, oh, if I invest in this and it doesn't work, as a business owner, you guys are already in business, right? And if you're in business, you definitely want to be in position to land your customers or at least have your customers be able to find you, review you guys, you know, make sure that you guys are delivering quality service. I know that's probably a little bit of a reason why you signed up with Home Advisor, but there's no better way to market. Like for the last 15, almost 16 years now, Google advertising has been the number one way and the most profitable way for business owners to be connected with their potential prospects. You're catching people right at the moment they're typing in the services. You know, if they're looking up painting, if they're looking up drywall, you know, you're catching them right at that mm-hmm. moment. So like, if we can't get you a consistent flow of clients, Debbie, nobody can. If you look at Home Advisor by Angie and what they're doing to get their leads, it's Google advertising. That's how they're getting their leads. They're literally just doing something like this and reselling the leads to you one by one for that $50. But that lead is getting sold to two or three other competitors. So the problem is like that one didn't answer, but maybe they already talked to somebody or maybe they're getting called right now by two or three of your competitors. And so, you know, and those guys paid $50 for that lead, you know, and
yeah.
I think long term, that's why I'm telling you, you know, I want to get the pricing down that's as low as I could get it for all those features. But, I know that, you know, that's going to save you guys a lot more money. It's going to put you in position to get more leads. Just because we're not just relying on one Google or one platform to get you those leads. You know, there's Bing, there's Yelp, there's Yellow Pages, there's Facebook ads in there. And we're taking it 1 month at a time, right? And that's the more important thing. I'm not asking you to sign up for 3 months, 6 months, or even a year to prove this to you. I want to kind of go step by step so I can show you what we're talking about here, and we'll walk you through it. And in this kind of situation, the only way we get paid is if you get paid. So you have a team of professionals in there, and we could see which keywords and services in your area people are searching the most. So we don't really have to guess on like what we should list you for or what keywords we should use in order to get your phone ringing with some job opportunities here, you know. And so that's what I'm saying is I'm trying to get the pricing down and just put a show and prove kind of deal with you, or we'll just go 30 days, and I'm confident that, you know, within that first month, you'll be able to see a big difference between what we do and what Home Advisor does. And obviously, the longer you do it, the better it gets, the more reviews we build up, the more you guys kind of become cemented in the community.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I can try it out for a month. If it's not satisfactory, I can just quit.
Yeah.
And how long is the $250 going to go? I mean, how long am I going to have the $250?
Yeah, so I'm locking you in at that deal, Debbie. So I'm going to actually send you everything in writing that it's month to month. You can cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or anything like that. You will see on all of our paperwork that we recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up. But it does state it's month to month, and you'll keep that okay. $250 as long as you're with us. There's no other charges throughout the month. So you won't incur any other like lead fees, click fees, or call fees.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on now?
Yeah, 4885. I was just looking at that. I tried to correct this, the prodigal sons when they set this up. I was in the process. This is a whole big long story, but I was in the process of getting the business phone line hooked up. And they put my personal phone number on there, so I would prefer for it to be this line that you're on, the 4885.
Okay. Yeah, we could fix that. Usually we do a name, address, and phone number cleanup. So the stuff I submit to Google today is going to be like law for them, you know? It's the Bible. So they'll go in there and they'll clean up everything that doesn't match up, so that way we can make sure no customers are getting lost in the mix or dialing the wrong number.
Okay, and also I only put Bishop, Georgia, 3061, the city and zip because city, state and zip, because I'm actually working out of my personal home and I don't want a whole to have my personal address.
No problem. That's really common. You're in an industry where you go to them, they shouldn't be coming to you anyway. So I'll leave that hidden, but I do need to confirm that address still. For them to send that PIN verification letter to you in the mail.
Yes.
What's the street address?
2491 High Shoals, Shoals Road. And that's Bishop, Georgia.
3061. Okay. All right. And then what's your last name, Debbie?
Porter.
Porter. Okay. And I found on the website a email address. Is it nanadebbie122757@gmail.com?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send everything in writing there. I'll also send the invoice receipt so you could write it off as a business expense. You have to get it back that way, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. How do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
Right now on the other, on Angie, I've got it, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Now, the guys have told me that if people need them later than that or earlier than that or whatever, they will, you know, try to accommodate. But that's when I'm answering the phone. I'll put it that way.
Okay. So I'll go Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6. You could put Sunday, like, by appointment only. So maybe they could call, but you guys aren't actually expected to work those days. And then, because I don't want to miss any opportunities.
I have church on Sunday, so when I'm at church, my phone is not going to be on to where I can hear it. Phone. I keep both phones with me most of the time. So.
Okay. Well, I could put it as closed. I like the idea of having as much opportunity as possible to bring in work for you, especially if we're doing month to month. But it's really your choice, Debbie. I mean, you want me to have it by appointment or you want me to have Sunday closed?
I mean, you can do by appointment, but like I said, if I don't hear the phone, I can't answer it, you know?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, hey, there's a tracking system that we'll give you. Where you'll have your own login, and then there's an app, too, that you could download. And if it is a lead coming from Google or Facebook or one of the listings we create for you, it'll save their information. So if you are at church and you missed the call, you could still go into your app or in that tracking system, and you could recover their number and kind of see what they were looking for, and you could circle back with them. That way you're not missing those opportunities. But Jesus comes first.
That's exactly how it should be. If the world worked that way, we'd all be in a lot better shape.
Yeah, amen to that. If you look me up, I mean, all my stuff was, I was a sports star for a school called Brethren Christian in Southern California, so I went to a Christian private school. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know when you say God first, and every day I was going to a Bible class first before they taught us about the government or anything else, you know? So,
well, that's good. That's good.
That's how it should be, though. You know, if it was that way, we wouldn't have the problems that we have today. But
that's right.
I'm hoping for some change come November. It would be nice if we could elect Jesus Christ. That would solve a lot of problems. So,
it would.
Yeah.
he would not be so. I don't know how to say that without getting political. So I just won't say it. Okay.
Yeah, it is. It's a political thing. I shouldn't talk politics. They tell me that all the time here. They're like, don't talk about politics. I'm like, I know. It's kind of the world we live in. Okay, so Debbie, I have your account created, but what I want to do is schedule a client interview with you, so that way we're not missing anything, okay? So I'll have an agent sit down with you, and they'll go over, like, all the services you guys provide, the service area that we target. If there's anywhere that you don't want to go, we want to address that during the call, so that way we could kind of exclude those areas. Or if there's, like, an area that you guys want to put a point of emphasis on, maybe, you know, it's, like, a little wealthier, bigger houses, nicer clients. They'll go over that as well. So usually a client interview takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour just in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. What would be the best time to do a client interview with you?
I'm trying to think. That was one of my kids that just called me, and they need me to make some calls for them about you don't care, but he's got to get his tag transferred to a new vehicle. So I was trying to, he wanted me to call because he forgot to bring stuff with him so he could do it. So anyway, when you got kids, you never stop.
Oh, so. I got two of them. They're just not at the driving age yet.
Right.
They're three and one.
Well, enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm just a lot of sleepless nights. You know, our three-year-old probably woke me up like 10 times last night. He's in the bed. So.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. How old?
I have a 3 and 1. The one's still he's doing the crib thing. The three-year-old's in the bed. So that's,
right.
Yeah, that's a circus of its own. He just jumps on my chest whenever he wakes up in the middle of the night. He does not care.
He'll sleep right on. I remember those things.
Yeah. I'm trying to soak it in, though. I know he's going to get big. I was reading this thing yesterday. It was talking about how you get, like, 19 years with your kid, where it's, like, the first 18, they're there with you, and then the last one is kind of spread out through the rest of their life. And it made me so sad. But, you know, I'm trying to enjoy it and see the positive in the sleepless nights and things like that, because I know they'll get big later, and then I'm going to have to beg him to come see me on more than just Christmas. So, you know, I hope they come visit when they get older.
So, let's see. I'm trying to think. Could we set it up? I need to get it going. I know I need to, but I was wondering if we could maybe set it up for tomorrow morning around 9.
Okay. I was going to say I had 4 and 5 available today, but we can go the earliest I would be able to do tomorrow would actually be 10 to 11.
That's fine. Okay. I drive for Uber as well, so and I haven't been working. I've been slacking off, so I was going to try to work some this week.
Okay. I'm going to schedule it for 10, and then I'll shoot you a message at about 9 o'clock. Just as a reminder, like a heads up, so you don't forget, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's do that. Save. All right. And then I just got to secure your first month's payment and do a brief voice verification, and we'll be good to go until that client interview tomorrow morning. How did you want to secure the payment of the $249?
I guess I'll use my debit. But I was wondering, how soon will this get started and start generating people calling or whatever, leads or whatever?
We start working on everything right away, Debbie, but there's a couple of things that we need from you before we'll actually be able to post you. And one of them is a PIN verification. That one comes in the mail. Usually takes about 3 to 5 business days to get to you in the mail. Then there's a form that you got to fill out called a Google verification form. I'm going to send that to you now. It's about 15 questions. You just fill it out and ask you for some pictures and things. You can just click the upload file tab and snap those pictures in. Usually I get that back in like 2 to 3 days from my clients. And then obviously we got to complete that
client. I'm sorry. Complete the client interview. What kind of pictures are you looking for?
They ask for like your work vehicle and license plate. They ask for like a picture of the workplace, an invoice, a business card if you have it, license, insurance, registration if you have them. But it tells you right at the bottom if you're missing any of these things, it won't stop you from getting the placement since we already pre-qualified you for the placement. But there's a little box you have to check at the bottom of the form saying that you're okay with us doing a three-way video call with the Google representative where we can verify you over the phone. And that's only if you are missing some of the paperwork or photos that are requested in that form. So we have ways around making sure that all of our clients get verified. We have to get through that process before we can actually put you on the first page to start making money, as you were saying, or getting calls.
Right. So when you say license and insurance, now we're not a license. I mean, we've got, it's an LLC. So mm-hmm. That's what we've got. But as far as having a license to do any of the things that we do, we don't. Now the older guy that will be working is, has been certified in painting and drywall and other things, but his certification is not up to date. So,
it's a pretty blanket form for all states, you know, that they send out, but it doesn't apply to every state. In Georgia, you don't actually aren't required to have any kind of licensing unless you're doing jobs that are over $3,000. So if you're doing a painting project over $3,000, you need the Georgia Residential Basic Contractor license. If their job's under $3,000, it's not required.
I see.
Make sense? So that's why we say fill it out as best you can, Debbie, and then send it in to us. And then obviously we'll try to target, you know, not commercial job opportunities until you guys get the license. But for most residential jobs, it'll probably be under that $3,000 threshold anyway.
Okay.
All right. And so let me actually, I'll send you the form now so you can actually look at it here.
You're sending it to my email?
I'm going to email and text it to you. I'm going to send it to both.
Okay.
Yeah. I have the account kind of set up that way, so that way nothing's getting lost, you know. We'll send it to your email and we'll text it to you. But, yeah, most of our clients see return on investment in the first month, and then month two is where it really starts to pop because you don't have to go through that setup process again. You really get like a whole month of just being up there and people able to contact you direct. So we always recommend that you try it out for 2 months, even though it's month to month, but you're not like binded to that 2 month commitment. It's just, we recommend it. Did you get that form? Should be in the text there. It'll be a link. It'll say like url.localsplash.com/Google. Well, it'll start out as like localsplash Debbie to get your Google business profile verified. Google may require some additional information to proceed further.
All right, Google/local/support.
Yep, that's it. You'll see the one where it says local splash and then it says Debbie to get your Google business profile verified. And there should be a link in there, like url.localsplash.com/Google in the text.
Well, I don't see, let's see. Yeah, I see it. Okay.
It's in the text messages there. Yeah, it should be the second text message or the most recent one. And that's the actual form itself. So you only have to fill that out one time. The good thing about this is like the long-term benefits of being Google verified. Like once you're Google verified, you never have to do it again. So even if you're not doing first page placement on Google with us anymore or running the Facebook ads and the additional advertisements to drive the traffic, people will still be able to look you up and actually see like a Google business profile and that you're your own verified contractor, you know. That's important. Especially if you don't have like licensing, they want to at least know like, hey, these guys are Google verified. They're a real company. They're real people. It's not just some like random fly-by-night or I referred you to my uncle, you know. So that's always good.
Right.
Yep. Good credibility factor.
Right, I'm trying to fill this out as I talk to you.
Oh, you don't have to fill it out right now. I mean, usually it takes about 1 to 2 days for my clients to gather all the paperwork. They're probably going to get, you're going to get to a question where you're going to be like, oh, I need to go get that, you know.
Right.
So you could take your time with that one. Just try to have it done as quickly as you can. I'm going to secure the position, and then I'm also going to send you your paperwork for the placement and the outline of the agreement in writing. How did you want to secure the first month's payment, Debbie?
Yeah, I guess I'll do it through my debit.
Okay, so is this going to be under your name or does it have the business name as well?
It's mine. I haven't set up the business account yet. Like I said, we just started all this in May, so.
Oh. Gotcha. I'm going to send the invoice receipt with Prodigal Son Services on it, so that way you could write it off as a business expense.
Okay.
So, okay. But, yeah, definitely recommend getting a business account at some point because all your gas and everything, like, you guys can put that all on a business card, and same thing with, like, your marketing and advertising, and then you give it to your CPA at the end of the year, and, you know, they'll have like a printout basically of all your transactions that are business transactions, and they could just go through it and write it all off. That way you don't end
right.
up owing anything. Or... Okay.
It sounds
like a plan. Yeah. It's definitely easier than like collecting every single receipt for everything. You know, if you just have a business account, it's like everything that goes through that card is a business expense. So you can just print it out and give it to your tax guy. Makes it a lot easier. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the
paper?
It is. Okay. All right, Debbie. So on the front of this card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay, 4060.
4060.
Four, 4901.
4901.
1443.
1443.
8940.
8940. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
It's March 28th.
328. Okay, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
It is 077.
077. Okay. So I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is an added form of protection. If I say anything that you don't agree with, Debbie, or if you don't understand what I said, just stop me. Okay, I could always repeat it. Or rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with you in the business, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
It's Prodigal Son Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Debbie Porter, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Prodigal Son Services today?
I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Debbie, it's really important that you're actively involved in the campaign. So it says, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Say that one more time.
No problem. So it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yeah, I've already told you.
Okay. So we know everything you currently have. The real reason they put that in there, Debbie, is just we don't want you to like pay for something we're already doing for you or like duplicate any of your online listings. And after talking to you a little bit, I upgraded you to a package that you'll see in the service agreement and on our pricing page. It's called the Platinum Bundle. It's usually about $500 a month. So I charged you half, but the reason that it's $500 is because it has other things. Like it has Google, Bing, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Amazon Alexa voice search results. What I try to do is turn us into like your one-stop shop, so that way you don't need another Site123 company or another Home Advisor by Angie's. I want us to just be like the one number that you could call and everything's right there instead of you have 100 different bills floating around and trying to keep track of it all, you know? Really all they want to do there is like, hey, if you're going to add anything online, which you shouldn't need, but if you are, just double check that you're not duplicating anything or paying for something we're already doing for you.
Okay.
Okay. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Again, we do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. Okay. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is June 17th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for our Platinum Package Bundle, and I've waived all setup fees on your campaign. It says when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 17th day, but it'll stay in that discounted pricing structure of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. Okay, like I told you earlier, we lock in, okay, so that's not going to go back up on you or expire ever.
Right.
Okay, and then it says in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, just let us know before the next bill is due or before that 17th day, so that way we could stop the billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to process the payment here. When this clears, you're going to get a payment confirmation. So they'll send you two more text messages. It'll be an outline of the agreement in writing to sign off on. And then there's also a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system.
Okay.
Now, I know if you feel overwhelmed, Debbie, don't worry, okay? You have a whole team here. Our customer service line is attached to every text and email that you get from us, okay? So if you feel like you have a question or you're getting hung up on something or it's overwhelmed, do not hesitate to call, okay? We'll basically, like, hold your hand through it until we see you guys got the hang of it and it's up and running, and then you know, we'll kind of back off and let you guys do your thing with your customers.
Okay.
Okay. But let me just make sure all this stuff's coming through, and then we'll basically be good to go until this client interview tomorrow morning at 10. So are you receiving some text messages?
Yes. Well, I got one. Thank you, or Debbie, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
Yep, and it says please click here. That's an outline of the agreement in writing right there. So you want to sign off on that. Okay, and that has, it's also in your email, but that has everything outlined in black and white, Debbie. So it has, like, all the services we're providing, the discounted pricing structure I put you on, the billing date, the cancellation, everything disclosed, but it's all right there in black and white, okay? That way you have it on file and we have it on file that you get that deal, like, as long as you're with us. And then at the bottom, it does ask you to sign off on it. So you could take your time with that. You don't have to do that right now. But if you're comfortable, you can go ahead. And then
it says here and type your name as, and that's all I can read.
Oh, you should be able to scroll through at the top. Usually that's just the bottom of the page. Usually you can scroll through it though still.
Okay, so just sign Debbie Porter. Is that all I need to do? Type in that.
Yep, and then there's a hard copy of it sent over to your email as well. So you always have that on file too, if you want to go back and read through it. Yeah, you just type your name out and hit confirm.
All right, and so I don't have a username password yet, so
yeah, it'll come through in the text messages here. It'll also be emailed to you. The email version has a link to an app that you could download if you want to have it on your mobile device there. It kind of makes your life easier. Like when they're done on a job, you can go into there and like request reviews from people. And you could also keep track of all your leads. Like I was telling you earlier, if you're at church and somebody calls you, you miss the call, the tracking system, you can go in there and get their number, their information. It kind of pipelines all the leads for you there. But they'll send you the UN and password via text, and then there's also the email with the link to the app, and there's a YouTube video in the email that'll show you how to use it as well. And you have 24/7 customer service. So, again, if you do feel like you're missing anything or you have questions, comments, or concerns, you dial that number, you hit extension 1. I'm only here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4, but if you hit extension 1, there's always a live operator available to you at any time.
Okay.
So don't stress out about it. We'll get you through it. We're not getting paid if you don't get paid, so we'll walk you through it.
Yes, if I don't get all this stuff finished, and I can talk to the person that calls me tomorrow about, and maybe they can help me get through the...
Absolutely. That's how they'll start the conversation. So I'll call you, introduce you to them, hand it off, and then, you know, they'll go, hey, let's make sure your subscription terms are done and, you know, the verification, and then they'll dive into the questions for the client interview.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. You made a great decision. I know it might feel a little overwhelming right now. It's a lot of information, but like I said, don't panic. Just one step at a time, you know, sign the subscription terms and be available for that client interview tomorrow, and we'll walk you through it the rest of the way.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Debbie, you're welcome. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.